AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hillary Clinton is leading Donald Trump in the latest polls, but her lead is narrowing. Today, both presidential candidates will be in key battleground states. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Trump and Clinton are back on the campaign trail a day after both talked to reporters on board their private planes. Clinton, who had a coughing fit at a Labor Day festival in Cleveland, said on her new campaign plane that she doesn't listen to theories about her health.
I'm not concerned about the conspiracy theories. There are so many of them, I've lost track of them.
Trump, on his ride, said he's looking forward to all three presidential debates.
It's an important element of what we're doing. I think you have an obligation to do the debates.
He joked that only a hurricane or natural disaster would prevent him from attending. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Donald Trump, by the way, is insisting that he would build that wall at the border and Mexico would pay for it. And this morning he told Good Morning America that Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto violated some ground rules by admitting that the two have, in fact, discussed money. In Trump's words, it was discussed that it wouldn't be discussed. But he says no matter, there will be a wall and Mexico will pay for it. President Obama's in Laos, where he said the U.S. will provide millions so that nation can dig up unexploded bombs the U.S. dropped during the war in Vietnam.
Over the years, thousands of Laotians have been killed or injured. Farmers tending their fields, children playing.
The president says many Americans didn't even know about the secret war in Laos that was intended to disrupt the movement of communists in neighboring Vietnam. Hurricane Newton slammed into Los Cabos on the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula this morning, knocking out the power in some places as stranded tourists huddled in their hotels. This is AP Radio News. Summer's over, at least the vacation is, and lawmakers are returning to Washington, where job one is making sure the government doesn't officially run out of money and have to shut down. Our Jerry Bodlander covers Capitol Hill.
The government's new fiscal year begins October 1st, but so far not even half of the bills needed to keep the government running have been approved. So as Congress gets back to work today after a longer than usual summer break, coming up with a stopgap spending bill is a top priority. Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid says it shouldn't extend into next year, which is what many House conservatives want.
Flights have resumed at London City Airport after hours of disruption today caused by demonstrators who blocked a runway to protest expansion plans. The protest ended after police arrested nine people. Black Lives Matter claimed responsibility for the protest on social media, saying it's an airport designed for the wealthy. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.